grand piano. Two slightly distorted guitars.
You're listening to Chips with Everything on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting in Vancouver, British Columbia, live. This is the British Pop Music Show. I'm the host, Quentin, and we have a smaller posse in the studio today. It's the man, he wants to be known as the Professor, but we call him Twiddle Knobs.
Hi.
Hi. Or Baz for short. How's it going, Baddy?
It's good. It's snowing in England.
It is snowing in England, really?
Yeah. That's what it says.
All over England or just, no. You know, peaks?
Let me see. I don't know where. There's just a lot of headlines. If you look up English news, more snow expected.
More snow expected.
Northern England and Scotland on Sunday night, which is right now.
Okay, well, so if you're listening in Scotland, that's the weather forecast. We'll have the Canadian forecast later on. But it is relevant because we are the British pop show. We do play hits and music from the UK. That's what we always do. And Barry is the Twiddle Knobs is going to be there feeding us data.
Well, never mind data, but what about Batman? I never liked Batman as a kid. I noticed you played the Batman theme.
Yeah, that was the Who's version of the Batman theme.
Oh, was it really?
I'm kind of with you on that. I found that Batman is a bit overrated.
He always
Same thing with
me
the monkeys,
cold.
Though.
I mean, Superman didn't make any sense because, you know, how could he leap tall buildings and all that? But Batman was a normal person, but somehow I liked Superman better, even though he was abnormal.
Okay, are we just talking about the characters or talking about the TV show of Batman?
No, I'm just talking
Batman
about...
himself is pretty cool, but the original TV show?
No, I hated the TV show with all the bam and pow and all that.
You know, we should be glad that Dan has left the building because he's like the number one Bat fan in Vancouver. Yes!
Well, I hope he's
you ever
listening.
Been to his house? He's got like about 40 Batmobiles on a
You're
shelf
kidding.
In his bedroom.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Huh. Have you noticed how he almost always wears a Batman hat?
No. I have to
Barry, use
attention.
Your senses to interpret the world around
see,
you.
See, but that's anyway, where Batman was good.
He has left, but that was Dan. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another Blood on the Saddle. But now it's time for Chips with Everything. We do have some good music lined up. It's I mixed it mostly a while ago, so I kind of forgot what's all in advance.
All right, well,
it's going to be as much of a surprise. We have to use your phone to identify what
will.
Half of these tracks are going to be.
We'll discuss them after they play.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah, it's traditional to say British Columbia for some reason.
Oh, I never say British
Columbia.
I'm
not sure why that is.
Don't say British Columbia because Americans don't know where that is. They always think it's in South America.
Yeah, or in Europe somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a part of Scotland. I get that a lot.
But this is a
British
show.
People think they say something like, oh, you're from Scotland. Sorry, I thought you were British. It's true, I get that at least twice a year.
What do I get? I never get anything like...
Oh, you're an academic.
No,
I thought you were an accountant.
No, more like, you live in Vancouver. I thought you were from Winnipeg. Well, I am from Winnipeg. Anyway, never mind.
That's the greatest story. Being from Winnipeg, though.
Yeah, there's a big controversy there now with the Museum of Human Rights. They're firing everybody, you know?
You have a Museum of Human Rights? That's just depressing to
me. Yeah, where nobody has any human rights.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's the problem. Human rights at the Museum of Human Rights.
It's kind of like that time at SFU where the sexual harassment officer was accused of sexual harassment. That kind of stuff happens. Let's listen to some music.
Okay. Do it.
The chimpanzees in the zoos do it. Some courageous kangaroos do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Let's do it.
I'm sure giraffes on the sly do it. Heavy hippopotami do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The most refined ladybugs do it. When a gentleman calls, moths in your rugs do it. What's the use of mothballs? Locusts in trees do it. Bees do it. Even overeducated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Jellyfish. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The most refined ladybugs do it. When a gentleman calls, moths in your rugs do it. What's the use of mothballs in shallow shows? English flows do it. In the privacy of bones, do it. Let's do it.
Let's
fall in love.
Let's do it.
Yeah. on us each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin's Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Queer FM with host Aiden Saint presents news, interviews, music, and entertainment for the GLBTQ community on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., cool guests, live on-location broadcasts, and provocative topics, so you never know what'll happen next. Won't you join us live or later via podcast? You can get us at www.citr.ca or contact us at queerradiovancouver@gmail.com.
I miss good old Aiden Saint.
Well,
I guess that ad was played by accident.
That ad was for a show, which is coming on after us, but I don't think Aiden Saint's around anymore.
No, the ad's still out there. That was my error. Aiden Saint is now on Queer FM Hawaii.
Right.
And he lives down in Hawaii, and he's doing his extremely active media presence
thing in the gay community there. Let me put it this way. It's not snowing in Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. Actually, he's got like a beautiful ocean view.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. He's from Hawaii, I understand.
There you go.
Originally going way
returning
back
to his roots.
That's why he always was like too cool for this joint.
So are we going to talk about the music like that last song?
Well, you requested it, so yes, I'm hoping you are going to talk about it. Yeah, it's Spencer's Groove by the Spencer Davis Group from their album I'm a Man. What do you want to say?
Well, you called it a rip-off of
I didn't call it a rip-off.
No, you didn't call it, but you did say it was Green Onions. Right?
It's the Green Onions Groove. I don't know who came first. It doesn't matter to me.
Why is it called Steve's Groove? What did he do different? Anyway.
I think he he just, you know, made
it. I don't know. I just felt like hearing some Spencer Davis.
Thanks for that. I know. It tends to be a bit bluesy for my taste.
It says here, during the holiday season of 1966, blah, blah, blah. So we're in the holiday season of 2012.
That was what year?
1966.
Excellent. Let's see. Should we go back and talk about some of the stuff we previously played?
Yes.
The lady singing the song called Don't Say You Love Me was Dillis Watling, who was mostly an actress who was on Coronation Street and The Benny Hill Show. So, like, the two pillars that hold up the whole of the British entertainment reputation right there.
What about Dad's Army and all that?
No. And Doctor Who. Her sister was once
a bit more.
Her sister used to be Doctor Who's assistant. So she does. She's got a finger in that pie too.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Good for her.
But you know, of course, like everybody else, at some point she made a record, and in the 60s that happened to her. And then,
we've had a lot of blues.
This is where I usually give out the information that says, if you want to find out what's being played, go to the CITR website, and there's a little thing that says last 3 days, and it tells you all the songs. So once this show's finished, you can go and do that.
Oh, so you're going to write down all these songs?
Yes. Oh. Yes, that is a CRTC requirement these days.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I know. It's really good. I know. It means that artists get paid.
Oh, no, not from this station. I wish.
It's 29 minutes to 6. This is Chips with Everything. And this is Hot Chip.
spell of repetition really is on you. And when you look this way, I really am with you.
Party. cheeseburger. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I have a double king burger with egg and bacon. I have one of them baby fats there. And a chocolate shake.
Would you like some chili cheese fries to go with that?
Yeah, I have some of them chili cheese fries. Hey, Penny, what you want to order next?
The grande onion rings. Avante Mountain Dew. Triple-double fat burger and a chocolate sundae, please.
That's great. You bitches are about to be some fat fucks.
Player, real raw, heavy on the sauce, grease, gravy, and the coleslaw. My burger, real fat, bevy on the tray, fresh bun on the toaster. His ass, my food, nothing like some drive-thru to make the body move. Let's eat, get down, after all the drinking, need to fill my belly now. Your thirst, my mouth, too much in the world that I won't swallow, baby. Grill down, so hard, now there was a salad that kept me motivated. I don't hold back, fat back, dipping all in your refrigerator. Well, not get the bomb, baby, baby. Not get the bomb. I don't need no salad. Just give me the fried shit that I need to keep me fed. I don't need no salad. Just give me the fried shit that I need to keep me fed.
Early Sunday morning and the shit is tight. Where we drank all night. Got a vodka gut and it's starting to bite. Need a quarter pound of cup to make it right. Keep my radar locked on the drive-thru. Jenny and Betty are doing the do. Two fast women who like fast food. All of you stuck and in the mood. All I can think about is apple pies, milkshakes, chicken nuggets and chili cheese fries. Stuff it down my throat till I'm lying on my side. Feel the love dripping down my belly and my thighs. Haven't been late in days. Now I'm covered in mayonnaise. I can't change my evil ways. Just a sucker for a bag of Frito Lays.
I don't need no salad. Just give me the fried shit that I need to keep me fed. I don't need no salad. Just give me the fried shit that I need to keep me fed.
Eat it up, Jenny. Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop. Get it. Get it. Don't stop.
Get me shit for free. I admit I've got a problem. I'm bored all the time.
chopping out a line. It's a risky roll when you're scoring every day, but touring also takes a toll if you whore it all the way. Everybody's got the vices, baby, doomed to repeat. That's the way the cheesecake slices, baby, give me something sweet. To all the drugs I've loved before, to all the fans you've helped me score, to all the bouncers at the door, thank you for getting more. To all the guys who shake their dicks, to all the girls who get their kicks, to all the trannies making us hip, hold them back if you just bought tits.
I had a bit of an urge to play Stinkmit, so we looked at both Stinkmit albums, which is the first album is Scratch and Sniff from I think 2007. The second one came out I think maybe a year after that. It's called The Red Album. Not as familiar with the second one. I don't think it's overall was not as successful, but Stinkmit were a little rap trio from Vancouver. You're looking blank, Baz. You don't remember this, do you?
Well, you played a song all about celebrating being fat.
Yes.
Well, I looked up obesity, and it basically, you know, it means, you know, you're harming your own health, you know. So, but
are you listening, Stinkmit members? They might be.
I wanted to talk more about Hot Chip because you had them on earlier, right?
Okay. Yeah. What did you want to say about them?
Well, I went and looked up their current touring schedule, and they're in the Bahamas. Jamaica.
Yeah,
must then be they're nice. Going to Australia.
No, they went there of their own accord.
Pardon me, they're on Never tour.
Mind. Oh, yeah. And what's the relevance to us here in Vancouver?
Well, I'm just thinking Hot Chip must be a really clever, smart band because here we are in December. It's snowing in Scotland.
In England. No, I think they're English, right?
It's snowing in England, and where are they? They're in Jamaica.
But for the English, snow is a novelty. The people in Jamaica would love to have some snow right now. Bring them some Christmas spirit.
Well, then we come around to Hot Chip.
And what about them?
Well, obviously, it could
They're
melt,
clever
it
enough
could
to be touring
snow.
In Jamaica in the wintertime. I get your point.
That's all I have.
That's all we got. Okay. We did get a request for Hell and Love.
Oh, dear.
So I'm actually going to play a request. If you do want requests, there's the proof we do play them. 604-822-2487 is the number. And if you can call in for any reason, of course. As long as it's a nice reason. Okay. This is number one, Fantastic Day by Hell and Love.
Covered in glitter, a number one hitter, you're a star, and a star you will stay.
Okay, so I'm online and I'm on a website about what the meaning of lyrics are. So the lyrics of that last song. What's that song called again?
This I Wanna Be a Hippie by Technohead from 1995.
This guy says, here's the meaning. A fun song that reminds me of my mom and dad and all for very different reasons.
Somebody said that online?
Yeah.
I hope my children don't say that about me. I hope they do not acquire an association with that song and myself.
There you go.
But, hey, anything can happen. I've not actually played this album to it. This is a great little compilation album called Make 'em Mokum Crazy. In the mid-90s, Mokum was a record label that brought out stuff like that by bands like Technohead, and Back to Bass is another one. So basically, nobody else on here made a mark. Wild Child and DJ X Play. I don't know anything about any of these other bands, but that song was a big hit.
But you said that song, everybody knows that.
I think they do. I think everybody from the UK is, you know, like older than 30 probably has fond memories of that song. For me, actually, it's amazing the passage of time. Like, listening to that now, it seems like a really deep and
now that
cool
came out
song.
In 95,
yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, it sure did. I was looking on Discogs about this, and I wish I had. There's several versions of it, of course. There's this one 12-inch version. The B-side is Dreadlock Holiday, I assume a cover of the 10cc song done in that style. And then a track called Get Stoned, Carl Cox Mix. And I have to say, that's pretty tempting to me. I want to hear what that sounds like.
I have no idea.
Really want it.
What did we have? Oh, the show's almost over. I just realized it's almost 6 o'clock.
Well spotted.
Where's the next person?
Well,
we might have to.
I think we've got a fill-in. I think we're having a fill-in for the next one. I can't formally announce what it's going to be because I don't know what it's going to be. I do know, though, at it's normally these So Salacious fellers. Is that them? Yeah, they are.
Oh, they're finally here. Okay, great. So we are going to have one more song. What are we going to have?
Yeah, we're gonna go out on a little bit of this National Health, which is the band that we're listening to right now, and then your request.
My request?
I'm going to tell the folks that you requested this.
Okay.
From the Evaporators' newest album, Busy Doing Nothing. It's I Hate Being Late When I'm Early by the
Great
Evaporators.
Song. And everybody in this room was there when they did the video.
Yeah, they did the video here in the studio.
That's right.
That was classic. Okay, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Stay tuned for So Salacious in about 3 or 4 minutes.